your community radio station.
All right, it's Friday night. That means it's time for another episode of The Deep End, and you are tuned to The Deep End right here on Radio Catskill. And we got 2 days left on our Spring Fun Drive. If you haven't contributed already or donated already, please do so now. The website, wjffradio.org. And as I come on the microphones tonight, I'm kind of doing this a little ahead of time. Dickie Betts just passed away, and I already had a lot of the show prepped and ready to go, but I'm going to do the second hour of Dickie Betts. I wanted to do the whole show of Dickie Betts, but time's just not going to let me let that happen. But next week, we'll do some more Dickie. Dickie Betts passing away at the age of 80, co-founder of the Allman Brothers Band back in 1969 with Greg and Dwayne Allman, J. Johnny Johnson, now known as J-Mo, Butch Trucks, and Barry Oakley, founding the Allman Brothers Band. One of my all-time favorites, probably the band that I've seen the most, maybe Government Mule, just because they were a little bit newer. And I was with the Mule from the beginning, and the Allmans, I wasn't quite old enough at the beginning, but been to many, many shows. Saw Dickie a bunch of times before he was sacked from the band in 2000. And then he went on to do a few solo albums, but really, really most known as playing the co-electric lead guitar and some vocals, some rhythm guitar, but did a lot of the co-leads and wrote some of their bigger tunes, including their biggest, Ramblin' Man. And we'll do a whole bunch of Dickie Betts in hour number two. For hour number one, like I said, already in the can, had some stuff going on. I'm going to kick it off with a couple from Baron Von Tolbooth and the Chrome Nun. This is the Ballad of the Chrome Nun, Deep End on Radio Catskill.
You're pretty hard, but think about it. and Robespierre, Warren and Danton, Luther King and Lumumba, dead but far from God. Helen Cleaver, Jesus too, outlaws in the nation, revolutionaries all dreamed of liberation.
God is up in heaven, his agents here on earth. The church has said that this man rules, he's best because of birth. But what's that noise down in the street? Who dares to shout and sing? For all his courtiers at his side, who dares to touch the king? Old man, get some soldiers, keep them close at hand. There's a fire in the country, there's a flame from to the land. 7,000 loyal troops, ranks they stretch so far. The 7,000 gone men, no one can touch the Tsar. And Robespierre, Warren and Danton, Luther King and Lumumba, dead but far from God. Helen Cleaver, Jesus too, outlaws in the nation, revolutionaries all dreamed of liberation.
Ah, Louis, watch the prison!
Send the goons around. Is that Paris burning? Is the Bastille falling down? Where are all the mercenaries paid for by the king? Have they joined the mob, you say? Doesn't money mean anything?
Old man, get some soldiers, keep them close at hand. The seeds that were sown yesterday now flower in the land.
Guard yourself most carefully, military mind. Plants that cannot bloom by day must flower in the night.
Thank you. people, 'cause somewhere you find out it's inside and outside, baby. There's nothing to hide now. So come on in, let me tell you the news, 'cause I'm not afraid of you, Mr. Blue Knight. Oh, where's that old Mr. Blue? It's never been bothered with being unkind, but
The website to donate, wjffradio.org. We're wrapping up our spring fund drive. Please go to that website, wjffradio.org. Donate now. If you have already, thank you very much. And Dickie Betts just passed away a couple days back, and a lot of the show is already done, so we're going to do at least an hour of Dickie and then continue the tribute next week when I have some more time to prep some stuff up. This half hour, this set, you heard Ballad of the Chrome Nun and Flowers of the Night, Paul Kantner, Grace Slick, David Freiberg, from the album Baron von Tollbooth and the Chrome Nun. Jack Bruce on his own theme for the imaginary Western, Jeff Beck from his first one, Shapes of Things, Spooky Tooth, Feeling Bad, Moby Grape, Mr. Blues, then we're in the middle of some Vanilla Fudge, we heard the Eleanor Rigby medley, and this one, She's Not There. We got the nice Arthur Brown and more. Keep it right here, Deep End on Radio Catskill.
No one told me about her. What could I do? No one told me about her. They all knew. Too late. We'll be right back.
lying in the grass by a river. And as I lay, the grass turned to sand, and the river turned to a sea. And suddenly the sea burst into flames, and the sand was burning. And I breathed in, and there was smoke in my lungs, and there was fire in my brain. And I looked around me, and there were all these shapes being sucked into the flames. And they were writhing and trying to escape. And I knew that I had to get out. And I looked above me, and I saw a shape that was smiling down at me and beckoning, saying, "Come on home!" And I raised myself, and I tried to get out of the flames, and I was getting higher. I reached out towards the shape. But as I reached out, the shape shattered, and my hands were empty, and I was falling. I was falling, falling, falling. I was falling into the flames, and I knew that I was going to burn. I was going to burn. Oh, it's so hot in here. Let me out, please.
Today, but you don't bear steel in any way. She's like a bow seeking a wooden arrow, pointing the way to love. We all know how we can hate, just as strong as we could ever love. We can love. We can love. God bless you, God, for sending man and woman, pointing the way to love. We gotta. We got it.
Thank you.
Jackie Lomax, Home Is In My Head, and we kick the set off, Vanilla Fudge, She's Not There, The Nice, Flower, King of Flies, Arthur Brown, Fanfare, and The Fire Poem, Iron Butterfly, Soldier in Our Town, and wrapping up with Jackie Lomax. We got a whole hour of Dickie Betts. Like I said earlier, if you just tuned in, Dickie Betts just passed away a couple days ago at the age of 80, co-founder of the Allman Brothers, and I was already into production of the show, but I was able to get a quick hour tribute. We'll do some more next week. This is Les Brères in A minor.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from Jeff Works Office Solutions, located right on Main Street in Jeffersonville, New York. A newly renovated pet-friendly office space that rents by the day, week, or month, with hot desks, sound-insulated rooms, Wi-Fi, modern amenities, and 24-hour secure access. Online at jeffworksjville.com. And from The Cooperage Project, thecooperageproject.org. And listeners like you who donate at wjffradio.org.
Monday at 10 a.m., Radio Catskill presents The Future of Farming. We're taking a look into the next generation of farmers in the Catskills and Northeast Pennsylvania, who they are, why they do what they do, and what barriers they face in entering a notoriously difficult industry. Monday at 10 a.m., only on Radio Catskill. Listen local.
The Upper Delaware Council is seeking volunteers for the 4th Annual Upper Delaware Litter Sweep, April 14th through the 30th. They need individuals, students, groups, and businesses to help spring clean landscapes in 15 New York and Pennsylvania townships bordering the Upper Delaware Scenic and Recreational River. Council litter leaders will provide volunteers with a location, supplies, and volunteer t-shirts. More information at 845-252-3022 or upperdelawarecouncil.org. Paid for by the Upper Delaware Council.
This is Radio Catskill. Listen to us on your smart speaker. Just ask your smart speaker to play WJFF Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville, W233AH Monticello.
Radio Catskill.
On air, online, on your smartphone, and on your smart speaker.
Public radio for the Catskills and Northeast Pennsylvania. We are Radio Catskill, keeping you connected.
Thank you. everywhere.
People, can you feel it? Love is everywhere.
Love is here.
People, can you feel
yeah.
it? Love is everywhere.
Song Dickie Betts wrote from our second album, In Memory of Elizabeth Reed.
Thank you. some of you probably ain't heard it. Chewing gum out there.
One, two.
This is Dewey's song. This is called Blue Sky.
Paying tribute to the late Dickie Betts, who just passed away a couple days ago at the age of 80, co-founder of the Allman Brothers, writer of some of their biggest instrumentals, Jessica, in memory of Elizabeth Reed. Blue Sky has some vocals, but Greg Allman usually sang that song, but still a Dickie Betts song. And Dickie played so much, you know, tons of lead guitar, tons of rhythm guitar, not as much slide guitar. Dwayne Allman did that at the beginning, and then later on Warren Ains. But Dickie did some slide as well, and wrote a lot of songs in the 90s and their big comeback. We're going to focus on that next week. As I said, if you just tuned in, it's kind of already in production of the show. had a lot done. Then I got the news about Dickie, and it's like, I have to do some Dickie this week, and we'll do a longer and a little more proper tribute next week. And we're also asking, if you haven't donated already, please, we have about another day and a half or so left of our spring fund drive. Please go to the website right now, wjffradio.org. You're in the middle of Blue Sky recording live at Stony Brook. Oh, I almost played it on my other device here. Back in 1971, and what else did you hear? Earlier on, we heard from Eat a Peach, Lay Brer in A Minor. From Idlewild South, their second album, we heard Revival. And Mary Elizabeth Reed, the classic from that Fillmore East. And now we're listening to Blue Sky. We got Jessica, and I'm going to close out with Ramblin' Man. I'll talk to you soon. Once again, WJFFradio.org. Donate now.
Thank you. Take it back. Woo! Let me high. What do you want to do, Jim?
song off a new album called Brothers and Sisters, and it'll be out in about 2 weeks. It was written by Dickie Betts.
Wrapping up our Dickie Betts tribute with a couple recorded live 1973 at the Nassau Coliseum in Uniondale, Long Island, home of the New York Islanders. Wrapped up with Ramblin' Man, the Allman's biggest hit. I think when I was running down some Dickie Betts accomplishments before, I failed to mention Ramblin' Man. And that's probably for a couple reasons. I was going on about the instrumentals, and for all the times I've seen the Allman Brothers, and it's well over 20, I know there's people that have seen them more than that. Never heard him play Ramblin' Man. It just wasn't something that they did, especially since a lot of those shows Dickie was out of the band. Just those guys didn't get along after a while. These things happened, kind of sad. But the Allmans continued without Dickie Betts well through the 2000s, making some quality music. But the classic band, the original band, Dwayne Allman, Dickie Betts, Greg Allman, J. Johnny Johnson, Butch Trucks, Barry Oakley, and next week, when I have more time to prep this up, we're going to do a lot of the 90s stuff that Dickie Betts wrote. Once again, Forrest Richard Betts, you know him as Dickie Betts, passed away this past week at the age of 80, co-writer of many of the Allman's big hits, Blue Sky Jessica, Ramblin' Man, and Memory Elizabeth Reed, Revival. And in the 90s, he did things like No One to Run With and Back Where It All Begins. We'll focus on that next week. And once again, if you haven't already, the website WJFFradio.org, donate now. And where else you're going to hear an off-the-cuff, hour-long Dickie Betts tribute with more to come. Thanks for listening. You've been tuned to The Deep End on Radio Catskill. I'll talk to you next week.
Deep End is a Jeff Loeffler production.
WJFF Jeffersonville, W233AH Monticello.
Support comes from Sullivan 180, building healthy communities through people, places, and policy one degree at a time. More information at Sullivan180.org. From The River Reporter, the community newspaper covering four counties in Pennsylvania and New York along the Upper Delaware River. RiverReporter.com. And from listeners like you, who donate at WJFFradio.org.
Psychiatrist Judd Brewer gives smokers who are trying to quit a simple assignment.
Report back to me exactly what it's like when you smoke. So what does it taste like? What does it smell like? What is your breath smell and taste like? And they would come back blown away.
Breaking Bad Habits, this week on Hidden Brain from NPR.
Monday afternoon at 1 on Radio Catskill.